Rashi's told us Tov Shinayin Vov. Vayisroitzu to Abonim Bikirbo. Vatoimim Kedom Azeh Anoichi Vatelech Ligrosh Es Adonoi. Vayisroitzu to Abonim Bikirbo. Rivka is pregnant and she has rumbling going on. The rumbling, there's a fist fight going on inside. The tzitzah, Rashi says, there's a rumbling going on. Different pshat, Rashi says one pshat, when she would go by a pischei Torah, Shoshem ve'eva, Yaakov rots, Mefachis lotzes, Yaakov ran out. Mefachis lotzes. If he has a pischei with a zor, Esa mefachis lotzes. So the Velti asked the famous Kasha, they say, B'shem the Beis HaLevi, Yaakov, Esau, we understand, he wants to get out. You're learning Torah with a Malach inside the mother's womb. Esau, we understand, wants to get out. He wants to go to the Beis HaLevi Zorah. He's having a hard time staying in the Shia. It's a long Shia, it's a 9-month Shia. People have a problem with a 9-minute Shia. It's a 9-month Shia. It's a long problem, you know, when's the break? No breaks. The Malach keeps going. So he wants to get out. He wants to take a break. You know, for at least a cigarette, you know? I don't know if he'll come back, but at least take a cigarette break. He wants to go out to base up on his own. He's having a hard time in there. He needs a break. But Yaakov's learning to him, what could be better? He wants to go out to Shiva Shem Ve'eva. What steps? He wants to go back to Shiva Ve'eva. So everybody, you know, the base of Levi's Mahalach. Many years. The base of Levi's Mahalach. That he says, felt. Says over Mahalach that and you could be in the best matkom, you'd be with a Mahalach teacher, you're the best Rebbe, the most unbelievable Rebbe, but who's your roommate? You have a great Rebbe, the Rebbe's unbelievable, wow, mom, this yeshiva's great, send more checks, it's unbelievable, yeshiva, Rebbeim, staff, everything's great, so why are you steiging? Because every night when he goes back to the Dira, guess who comes in at 3 in the morning? His roommate. And he hasn't been doing a mishmar. Maybe we could say he does doing a mishmar, but it's a different type of mishmar. Mishmeret. It's more mishmeret. But anyway, he comes at 3 in the morning and he turns on his device. And he not only keeps him up, but himself up, but he keeps his neighbor up, and you know, you wake up a little bit to the noise, and then you want to go back, but with one eye, you're looking, soon it's with two eyes, soon you're out of bed, very quick, and you're on the other bed watching together with him. And he doesn't seem to be steiging, the monitor is not going in, and the reason is because he has a roommate, he has a person that, so Mela, that's the basic lady's ma'al, that you can have the best matzah, the best, but you have to be careful who your shochin is, who's your near you. That's the ma'alach with the basic lady. Many years we wanted to say another ma'alach, that we said that Adam la'omul yulot, and Yaakov, you know, Enochanav is learning with a ma'alach, but the famous ma'is with the goyin. The goyin used to get many ma'alach, used to come to his door, to want to ma'azbim toyer. So says the Rav Chaim V'lozhin, writes in this haktom of the Sifritis news, that the goyin used to have every night, at the door, who is it? Michal Bernstein? No, Michal, just Michal. Michal Amalech. He came to the door to give over seed. They used to come to the door. Mechaim Vashem writes that. They used to come to the Goyim's door all the time. And the Goyim used to ask if I can be masig it myself. If I'm through my amul, I don't want a malach. He sent away the malach. I'm going to give you over the pshat and the sugya. Tomorrow you can walk in, you'll say, unbelievable chabura. Wow, I looks at it. Where did you get the chabura from? So you can be honest, or however. Or last night, you know, Michal Amal came to me and he came to me. Rafal was on the other side, he was being mamish, also involved, giving over secrets, mamish, the deep secrets. The Goyen sent them away. He said, if I'm getting my own amal, so I want to say, this our mahalach, I want to say to answer the basic levis gashin, the same mahalach, that al pida, he was learning to with a mahal, but that was bli amal. He was getting secrets from the mahal. He wanted to go out and do it himself. We want to say another mahalach, but al derech hazeb mitzvah shem, another mahalach in that child. Okay. Vaita. So vayete arishon admoini kulay kader seyar. It's very, very interesting. But if anybody's going to ask you ever, who named Esav? So what do you mean? At the bris, Yikorish Mo Yisrael Esav. State nation of the Chumash now. Yikorish Mo Esav. Rashi says, Hakol Korolokei. It's interesting. His name came from Hakol. The people called him that. That's how he got his name. He's named Esav. It wasn't called by his parents that name. The name was Shtabel on it, but the name Esav, we have to, let me know what everybody say, the mahus of a person is his name. What is this name Esav? What's the pshat? Where does it come from? So Chazal tells, the pasuk says that Esav Rishon Admoini, he was Admoini, first of all, he was very reddish. Chavit. Kulei kader seyor, he was full of hair. Rashi says, mamish full, like a full-fledged mamish, he walked like a gorilla. They say mamish fully, all hairy, totally full, like a full man of hair. So the Ma'aseh said that's what they call his name, Esav. So the pshat Esav Vaistois has to do with the pshat. Rabbi said lachoyra, as the Rashbam says, Shmoy Esav the Rashbam Odom Osvi v'nigma. So Yabal Seir, he was a complete project, a finished product. In his physical appearance, he was complete. And Rashi says, "Simon hu she yishoyfich domen." It's a simon that yishoyfich domen. The pelah of the gezach, Rabbi said. The ma'ase soyfich shel dover. At the end of the day, the person can have simon, but shoyfich domen, the ready stamping on the shoyfich domen. Ra'achri ken yotze ochiv yodo achaz b'chaz eisav vayikru shmoy. Yaakov, so Timon Pshav Yikro, according to one Pshav, so Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, other people say it was the parent, Yaakov, but Rashi brings the Chazal, Kodesh Baruch called him Eliyah. So right now we only have a chilk in the names. Yaakov's called Yaakov because of his holding on to the heel. Ezekiel, because he's Asui. He's finished off in his product. But the Maisa, we have to understand how the names had a Hashpah, and that's the Mahus. We've asked this kasha before, Rabbi Sai. A very interesting zach we find, Rabbi Sai. In last week's parasha, we find a very, very interesting zach. Yishmael is the son of Avram. Avram is promised there's a nifka b'sevet toiva. Chazal say mikan, she Yishmael osher tshuva. Yishmael was zecher to do tshuva. So says Rashi, so Chazal bring in the last week's parasha when they buried Yitzchok Avinu, when he buried Avram, so Yishmael put Yitzchok beforehand. That was the tshuva. I'm the Meshechachma. Why is that the tshuva? How is that the tshuva? But that was the tshuva. Esav, l'chor, we do not find that Esav was ever zeichah to do tshuva. And l'chor, we want to understand what the chilek between Esav and Yishmael is. This factor of Esav. Esav never did tshuva. How do we know that he never did tshuva? Maybe he did. We know, we learn out from Esav, an interesting halacha. The Gemara says, Chazal say, he married a woman called Mochalas, and Mikan, he was Mochal, called an Esav. But the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud, who Esav, who Berish Osoy, Mitchila of Yad Soifa. So is the Lash of the Gemara, who Berish Osoy, Mitchila of Yad Soifa. Esav never had a time that he did Shuvah. The shayla is why? What's the pshat? One more parasha. There's so many kasha verses that we could just go on just to the kasha. One she would just give it the kasha. But the famous shayla Rabbi Sai, we know that we know that first of all, Nocha Ora this year had Yodei Atzayit. It was called Yodei Atzayit. Rashi says Yodei Atzayit. He was a marama. He was a trickster. He would fool people. And who did he fool? Even his father. He tried to marama him. He tried to fool him. And he asked Big Shai, Bepiv, Beishoyelo Abba, Hech Ma'asenes Hamelech, How do you mice a salt? How do you mice a tevin? Very interesting, Rabbi said, the shiles of Esav. He's worried about micing salt and tevin. Why dafka these things? He chose these things to ask his father, Hech Ma'asen Tevin, Hech Ma'asen Salt. And then the parsha which really has needs a beer, Rabbi said, is the parsha that Yaakov Avinu is sitting there. One day, it was a day, we'll see when that day was, but Yaakov sitting there, Yosef Yaakov knows it. Yaakov, the Yosef Aholim, he's sitting there learning all day and all night. All of a sudden, he's cooking. He's in the bin. This is the Makar for Bochum that they know how to make cholent. Mefurish Makar knows it. He was making lentils, bentil, whatever, cholent. The Mefurish Makar, the cooking for Mefurish Makar was Thursday night. And he was making a Thursday night shalom for the Bachman and the Dira after night said for the Mishma. But anyway, he's cooking Nazir. If Esav comes back that day, he's all tired out. Esav says to Yaakov, Haliteini no min ha'odoim ha'odoim hazeh. So Yaakov, Esav says to Yaakov, very strange thing. Pour halitain, Rashi says, pour it down my throat. Eftach pi, open my mouth, and you'll just spill it into my mouth like a horse. Halitain, you know, I'm in a odom. My mom, Rashi says, like a gomel. Malatina, that's how you feed a gomel. Halitain, in a odom, ha odom, I said, this red stuff. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, why is he so equaling it the red stuff? Why can't Asa describe what it is? You know, so you could say he was so tired, he didn't care exactly what it is. But it's very interesting that he couldn't. Rashi said they were Adoshim Adumos. They were red lentils. So he could have just said, pour me some of those lentils. What is the Odom HaOdom HaZeh? And even more, the Pasuk says, Al Kein Korosh Moy Edoim. The whole Mitzvah of Malchus Edoim comes from this Makor. Here's the Makor of Malchus Edoim. Edoim. Al Kein Korosh Moy Edoim. Therefore, he was called Edoim. From that came Malchus Edom. From this story with the red lentil, I said, you know, where's the, wow, that's Malchus Edom. Where does it come from? The red lentil story. Go to the coloring books, turn to page 7, you'll see it in the coloring books. Go back when you were a little kid, all the black you wrote on Esav, your Mora told make it black. And next to it was Yaakov, nice wide thing, big X's. And the angry kid has, you know, on both sides, take him to the psychologist. He also made Yaakov black. But anyway, that's Edom comes out over there. It's a paladin Gazakh by side. From that Maizah, that Al Kain Karish my Edom. This is Malchus Edom from Maizah because he called the lentils Edom. Paladin Gazakh. Right to what's paladin? Yaakov says, he seizes the moment, sell me today, you bechayre. The guy's exhausted off his brain. Mamish wiped out his mind. He can't even describe what the type of food is. Just pour that red stuff down. It could be blood. Who knows what it is? Cooking red paint. Pour it down, the red stuff. You know what I remember? It could be his paint. He didn't say what he was doing there. Yaakov's stirring something. It's red. Pour that red stuff down. It's paint. Mamish, you know, so tired, mama's off his rocker, he doesn't even describe the food. Yaakov, okay, hand over your bechayra. That's a fair deal? That's a good thing. Like, you know, Yaakov's mama's squeezing him out, you know, seizing the opportunity, taking advantage of Esav. Mama's taking advantage of the guy. He can't describe. He wants to, he doesn't want to chew the food. Sticks out his tongue, just let it go straight into the esophagus, straight down to the belly, fill me up, and I'm going to sleep for a few weeks, wake me up at the end of the season. The bear, wake him up. Pele the Kazakh, here he is. Okay, very fair deal. Okay, pay him $100. Give me the Bechayra, the most important Chashim Bezah. So much so that Esav, when he still lost the Bechayra, and he cried because he knew what the Bechayra meant was the brothers, he cries, sell me his Bechayra. What's the? How is that fair? Okay, we could keep going on about the questions. Well, let's start with answers. We want some answers here. So we spoke and come upon with different inyan of these inyan. This year we want to come with a big yisoid, a basic gaval that yisoid. That I wanted to say over that it hit me like recently. This word. The Ein of Mila, Rabbi Sai. So the Pasuk says in Parashat Lech Lecha, His Halech Lefona, Ani Kel Shakai, Am Kel Shakai, His Halech Lefona Ve'eisom. Hashem says, Am Kel Shakai, use the name of Shakai. His Halech Lefona, go in front of me, says Avram Ve'eisom, you should be Somim. Tomim, meaning of Tomim. Vayistos, we see two things, first of all. That the name that was used to describe the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was associated with Mila is called Ani Kel Shaka. Why dafka that name? And secondly, we see that the Yisoid, Ani Kel Shaka, has Halech Lefonai Veheyei Samim. The Mid of Tmimus is Shaykh to Bris Mila. For Sepas. So the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Lech Lecha says a tremendous yisoid. Why the name of Kel Shakai? Why is that shayach to Bris Mila? So up to Hilka Beis HaLevi, he brings the Gemara in Bobasra, I think, that Tunarufa Sarasha asked Rabbi Kiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yochel. Why did he could have made us complete. Why did he make us that we have to perform the Bris Mila? Why did he do that for? So Rabbi Kiva answered a big yisoid that the tachlis why we do the Bris Mila, is forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should, with our own ability, if he made us complete, if he made us shalom, if he made us totally filled and full and complete, that we wouldn't have, there would be no avoida. The fact that we have the Bris Mila is coming to show that we have to be mashal the avoida. Kodesh Baruch gave us certain qualities, certain koichas, certain abilities. But our job, the Bris Mila says, now a human goes and completes, just like the goofy completes the Bris. So now that comes to show that we have to complete the job. That our job is now, that's our tafkid, to take what we have and to be mashlim it. That's the Ein of Shleimus. That's the episode of the Bris. I once want to say to the people, that's the Pshak Hashem, Shenichas the Bris, can you go to the Torah of the Chuba? That's also Torah, we have the Akash Baruch gives us all the Torah's called Torah, Kul Meimoy, and all the curse that we have. Our job now is to take it, just like the Bris that we ourselves completed through our own Avodah, we have to now take all the qualities that we have and complete in Torah, Avodah, Gnil Sassadim. Zok the Beis HaLevi, Ani Kel Shakai. Be'emez, Zok the Beis HaLevi, what's the pshat that a person comes to his table and, or he goes out, he comes to his table and he sees on his table a nice plate, a nice roll from Angel's Bakery. Beautiful whole wheat roll. His wife brought him, his roommate, not that roommate from the beginning, myself. The good roommate. The other roommate had something else for him. But anyway, has a good roll. Beautiful roll waiting on his bach on his table. Beautiful roll. Now this roll, Rabbi Sa'id, the Maisa, we know what the stages had to go through to get onto this guy's plate. The roll did not grow. He didn't go to the field, Angel Bakery man, and just go to the tree and just pick off a nice sesame roll off the tree. Shtei chalas. It wasn't growing, you know, next to the apple tree. Oh, here's the whole wheat tree. You know, pull off a whole wheat roll. It's wheat, it's processed. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told the world to develop. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that the world should start developing from in stages. When it got to a certain stage, Hashem said, die. It's enough. Up till here, let's go. The rest, man should complete. Ani kel shakai, the word of shakai, is the word of die. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, lo ilomoy die. That he said in his world that there should be a certain amount of progress, but till then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it go out to the end. And Taka the Gemara says in Ksubis that also the trees of Eretz Yisrael are going to put Kuskois, they're going to have, you're going to go to the tree, Bez Hashem, Lasid Lava, when the world comes to its Tikkun HaShalem, we're going to have a matzah, we're going to go outside after the Shia, say, listen, dear, you need anything yet? There's a tree on the way back. You want some rolls? And some, you know, you want some rolls, and you know what I mean? Whatever you want, it's going to be on the tree. There's a Danish tree down the block, around the corner in Arzay. You can find a 7-layered cake tree for Shabbos. Stop over that tree, pick up a 7-layer cake, and you're all set for Shabbos. Don't forget the babka! That's in Ramat Eshkol, the babka tree. You're going to pick up a babka, boom, pull it off the tree, that's it. You go home, you have a babka and everything. That's going to be lost in love. It's a pluskois, it's going to grow from the trees. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give the tziva that the world now is in its tikkun. But till then, the world was put in a matzah of the progress where man has to do the completion of it. And that's the tachlis. The tachlis of this world is sakin oilom b'malchushana. We're in this world to make the tikkun. And that tikkun, Rabbi Yisrael, is that tikkun is munach in the word shani kel shakai. I'm the world with the burnish must say die. Now it's very meduik, and that name that the base of lay was said in the end of Mila. Because just like Mila, Kodesh Baruch Hu completed the man and God in the guf and said Ad Khan, he could have born without the Mila. So too, the world could have been in that progress. And that was what Bekiva's answer. That's our job to Masaka, just like we have to take the material list of the world and Masaka it to be able to be eaten, to be able to used, so too the spiritual, the person's own avoida, that represents the mila. Ani kel shakai, instead of the fe tomin. Meduik v'oizat the base of levi, the ingin. And that's the sort of tmimus, Rabbi. So tmimus is that you're waiting to hear, you're waiting to be tomin me Hashem, you're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's auras, you're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzo, to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzo, but tmimus. Without the effort that you're making is to be mevakesh to emes, mevakesh what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. That's tmimus. Not to be derish into this, not to be derish into that. The tmimus is to go b'derech hayosher, to mevakesh to emes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. And that's the same yisoyer, because that's the tachl. The tachl is to bring the tikkun. How is the tikkun brought about? By being mevakesh to emes, to find what your job, what is my tafkid? That's tmimus. Tzmimus is to mispar clearly what you tell, not to look into the asid of how I can get this easily, go to a summer kubble, and if I touch this cherry tree, and I tie a ring, I tie a red string in my ear, and pull it three times, and whoop, now I'm going to have everything. No, Tzmimus, you go about your avoida, tzmimus, and vagish emes, and do ratzon Hashem with your heart, with all the avoida, and to bring about the tikkun through your own avoida. Not to vagish all sorts of superstitious and things, and how to do it. Not to dursh into the asid, to work with yourself in your avoida to bring the tikkun. The fees there, Rabbi said, it's unbelievable. Esav's name is Esav. Avad in his physical, he was Osui. But I believe that there was a tifa deher, a yikrushmo Esav, they stempled on his name that he's a finished product. That there's no mokum fatiku. Obviously there was. Obviously, as Chazal say, a person that's born with a koich of Edoim, with a koich of red, with a koich of a love for a thirst for blood, the Gemara on Shabbos says he should become a moyel, he should become a shoychet. There's a tafkid, how to be misakein, oilum b'malchus shakai, how to channel your koichas, whatever you have. You could have a koich for Edoim, you could have a koich, but it's channeled for Avodas Hashem. But simenu sheyirotze, because l'mais, he was ready osui. Avada the koich of that simen was a simen for red, for blood, for to be a bloodthirsty murderer. But he could have been misakein if he realized that he has an avoid of tikkun ha'olam. But if Esav believed that he was asui, in his physical, he was already finished product. And there's nothing to do anymore. There's no avoid anymore. Memela. He's going to go in the natural way of Ritzicha, Shvichas Dom, and Simen Sheirach, Shvichas Dom. Memela Esav. But it goes, it's even more Gshmak, Rabbi. The Bali Tosfos brings down an unbelievable Chiddush. We spoke about this one time. The Baal Tosfos says that an unbelievable chiddush. The Baal Tosfos said that Esav never had a bris milah. Unbelievable chiddush. When he was born, he was red, and his father said he's red. We can't do it. We thought he was sickly. You know, somebody when they're red, you know, you have to push off the milah. He never had a bris milah. So Yitzchok said, if he didn't have it his first day, for some, you have to understand Pshat Yitzchok. But this is Baal Tosfos. You know, the Baal Tosfos say this. When he was 13, he said, so Yitzchok said, I'll wait till he's 13. When he was 13, he said, I'm not having no bris milah. You're not touching me. He ran off. And he never had a bris milah. But Esav never was gemalt. He was oral his whole life. So says the Baal Tosfos. The Melech Fizeh comes out because it's very geschmack. The Yisoid of Esav is the Yisoid that I'm a soy. The Yisoid of Bris Milah, Rabbi Yisai, is the Yisoid that I have to mevakesh to work on myself. Misametz to what I have to accomplish in this world. Misametz in the tikkun that I have to accomplish in my birth. Yaakov, on the other hand, who had the Bris, is Ish Tomim, Yoishiv Aholim, Yoishiv Shal Eivir, Shal Shem, always be Derish, had to make himself better and misakin himself even more. Not enough. He was a Tova Ufani, not enough. To go to one base measure, shall shame. He wants to go to Aver, the shame, and Aver. He's running around to misakin himself more and more to misamis. This was the chiluk of Yaakov and Esav, Rabbi Yisrael. And this was the yisod why Esav was called Ishoda, Rashi says, Odom Botel. He didn't have any tafkid. Avad in his Metzias, Rabbi Yisrael. Esav was a person that was supposed to go out in the world, in Hanami. He was supposed to go out to the world. He was supposed to maybe be the rest of Makarev in the world, throughout the world. He had that teva. He couldn't sit straight. He had to move around. He had a burning desire. But he could have used the misakin to be a shoychet, to be a moyel, to be a person that works with those koichas, for tikkun ha'olam. Because that's the tafkid of a person. You have to misakin yourself for tikkun ha'olam to bring the tikkun b'malchus shadar, sakin olam b'malchus shadar. But Esav, because of everything that went on, he was an Adam that already felt was an Asui in Esav. And he never had the bris, the Misakin, that you saw it in his goof, that just like I had the tikkun in my goof, I have to Misakin my goof, just my neshama, just like Misakin the goof. But Meila, Esav, was each sort of aggression, Adam, but he had nothing to do. He had nothing to do. There was no tafkid. When a person doesn't have a tafkid, doesn't have something to aspire to, so you become an adam batel. There's nothing to do. Everything's asui. Everything's finished. Everything. The taf in this world, and this is the person's aspire to, is to work on himself, work on the misakin of himself. And that's what a person makes a mistake that every single day of our lives, because it's so precious. Because every single day is opportunity for tikkun. We have an opportunity that we have today's, and it's very, very important to know that this is a very big mistake, Rabbi Yisai. We look sometimes at the big picture, okay, but every single day has its avoid of tikkun, Rabbi Yisai. And that's what all this forum speak about it. And a person has to understand that every day has that or even a tikkun, and we have to use that our kuchas fully, because we're hoping to bring that tikkun oil, and if we're not misakin this day, then chas v'chalila. And be'etzim, what is tshuva, Rabbi said? Tshuva be'etzim, it's yisoid, it's tikkun. It's a tikkun. A person messed up, it's a sort of tikkun. A person, again, if you don't have the bris, Yishmol, Chazal say he had a bris. I mean, the Torah says, he was zuch to do tshuva. He was zuch to misakin. Esav never had the bris, that's why he never did tshuva. Hubrish also, mitchlos v'atzoif. Esav comes from the day, and he finally commits that act, he's oyev. He committed the act of retzicha l'maisa. So I'll say that was the day Avram was nifta. 5 years before, he didn't do the actual. Maybe he thought about it, but the Chazal said that day Avram was nifta because he had to be taken out of the world to save the Torah before Esav was perished. That day went out to the Maisa with Tzichel Mamash. Yaakov Avinu had realized that Esav come back. It wasn't so posh. It was so clear that Esav, you know, it was known that he became a rotzeach, a shofir dom. He had fooled out that thing, the osui and the ritzicha of his koiches and nefesh that was supposed to come into tikkun. It came out in fruition to ma'aser ritzicha. So Yaakov Avinu understands that we're dealing with somebody over here that's finished. Michro chayoyim, very meduy chayoyim. like this day where Yosef already came out to fruition, those koyches that he was supposed to misaken, he brought to fruition the other way to be the Ritzech or Shmichas Domin. He knew that he's not shayach to the tikkun anymore. He knew that the koyches that come to fruition in that year is not shayach to the tikkun. He never bris. So Micha Chayoyim, this day, Davka, when he saw that it came to fruition, that Koyechus of Ritzicha, it came out to its essence in the Mamash of Mais Ritzicha. Micha Chayoyim is Bechoyros Choli. Now is the time he has to sell his Bechoyra, his rights to the avoid of the Tikkun, which the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash was the ultimate Tikkun. The Malchus Shai is the Beis Hamikdash, he's not shy to that Tikkun. In Echad until now it was still Bechoyach, it was potential. Now it came to fruition, he understood that this is. And the Yisoid, Rabbi said, being that Yaakov Avinu was teaching a Gevaldik a lesson. I mean, the Yisoid of the lentils. Because Yaakov Avinu was a Hagam, that he understood that Esav was a Rosh and it came to fruition. But Lamaisa, he wanted Esav, maybe there's still a chance, Rabbi said. For the Gemara says in Brachas, the oilam, a person should yargis yetzahor yetzatoyev. He should fight and with yetzahor yetzatoyev. Im nitzchoy mutov. If you beat him im lav, yis the last. The Gemara says the vneitz. The Gemara says the last eitz. If you really start yiskelo yoyim hamisa. Yaakov was cooking lentils, as Chazal say, because it was the yoyim hamisa. It was the day of Esav, and they cooked lentils for the avelim because it's a galgal, a chois ba'oilam, just like a lentil's round. It's a, it doesn't have a pear, as she says. It's like a god's avelis. His point in this thing was, maybe I could still, you're right, he committed everything, but maybe we can get him back to Masak. But that means we want him to understand what's going on over here. When Esav came in, and Esav Dafka, Yaakov understood that Esav Dafka called it Ha'odol. He's not going to describe the food, because the screw being a lentil is an indication that it's a lentil that has to do with Avelas Yom Misa. Esav doesn't want to even recognize that. He doesn't want to recognize the death of Avram. He doesn't want to recognize that Zuhu Galga Ba'oil Misa, because you sort of Misa, a person understands, a person understands that there's death, like the Siddur Shalom says in Perek Aleph, that after everything they go, that's the biggest riot, that the purpose of Oilam Hazeh is Lasake, to do Rotzen Hashem, the Masake in a person, Yisparah Machoy Vosoy. Because if after everything, no matter what a person has, is death at the end, so a person dies, Sova Shaldova, this world's not forever. And you have to do something in this world. It was forever, so you can keep riding the merry-go-round. But if it's not, you got to accomplish. You got to make the tikkun. When Yaakov saw that Esav didn't want to recognize this, you saw it. He was trying to show him. That's it. The Ritzicha already showed up, brought it out. But maybe there's still a chance. Yaakov was trying to see. Maybe there's still a nekuda toiva. Maybe there's some spark before he's the son from Yitzchak and Rivka, the Enoch of Avram. Ha'adoyim, ha'adoyim hazeh. Pour it down like an animal. I want to be animalistic. I'm not shy to the Ruchni. Michro chayoyim. This is the most appropriate day and the right way to sell the Bechayra. This is the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, Parshas, Yaakov, Esav. But the Yisoid for us, Rabbi said, we have to realize, Rabbi said, the tafki that a person has in this world, to misakein oidam malchus shaddai, a person is unbelievable tafki. We're not just stam being very nice, we're working on ourselves. We're bringing about the completion of the malchus shaddai. And every day is so important for that, Rabbi said. Every hour, every time is so important to that. And it's hard work. It's a difficult avodah. Oh, going back to the first kash, that's what Yaakov wants to go out, Rabbi Yisrael. He wants to go out to Mekayim his tikkun. He's learning with the Malach. But he wants to come out to Mekayim his tikkun ha'oilam, to Metzakin ha'oilam ha'machu shandai. And this is what we have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a very, very big avodah. And it gives, first of all, it gives inspiration. Because every single day, like I said before, is another day that can Metzakin. And if Chas V'Shalom messed up, that's Hashem gave tshuva. We can do tshuva and fix up everything retroactively. Not that we should try, because tshuva is very hard. It was okay, it's not partial. Because I'll say that if a person says Echtav Ashuv, you're not going to speak if you're going to last this tshuva. But tshuva is a tikkun. Tshuva is a tremendous tikkun. If Chas V'Shalom, but to realize, if I say every day, is another opportunity. You wake up in the morning, what am I doing? You know, a lot of people out there, Rabbi Yisrael, disillusioned, lost, totally. You need a GPS. Get them a GPS. Destination. Unknown. What am I doing in this world? You wake up in the morning, okay, get up, another day, turn over, get up, hopefully washing hands, nail brush, go to the bathroom, come out, now what? Okay, I gotta go to shower, I gotta go to this. Is the person living with that realization that every day I can misak and vaita, tikkun, and this day is a day, an opportunity they're gonna have. As we know, every matzav is a different nisoyan, how I can misak and this nisoyan. And every day is a different avoyder. It's not the same as yesterday. So, because the person lives this life, life is pretty, chas v'shalom, boring. Okay, yesterday was yesterday. And the sun's out today. Weather report, next 16 days, heavy, heavy heat. Chamtzin, the sun, I wake up every day, the same sun, the same thing, the same roommate next door snoring every single night, the same night, you throw the slipper at him, we go through the whole closet every night. And then you wake up in the morning, you eat your cornflakes, the same cornflakes, the same milk, and every single day it was the same thing. The president said, this is a little stale, you know? It's cornflakes. But besides the cornflakes, this is stale. What's my... No, the Tazis Rebbe says, every single day is a new avoid of tikkun, that this day is never going to come back, ever. Today's day, tomorrow, Friday, is never going to come back, ever. No matter how many hours you polish your shoes, you misake in the shoe for Shabbos, it's never going to come back. You have the opportunity on Friday, whatever you have to do, you have to help your wife with chesed and everything, you get the Torah in, but it's an opportunity every single day, the tikkun Rebbe says, and the new nisoyan that you have today, that you didn't have yesterday. But it's an opportunity for tikkun, and a person has to realize that I have to aspire to do something better or different or improve and try to get better each day, because it's not just, you know, okay, we just got to go through the days, Rabbi. Get the, you know, like these bachur, you know, when they're coming for the big zman, they come with that big calendar, giant calendar, X, you know, you go with the whole calendar, he's Xing out the days. It's only 39 days left. He puts on 39 bottles of beer on the wall. You know, he wants, you know, each time he takes out another beer, he wants to, you know, count out the days and this and that till this ends, and nothing can go on his trip. So his whole focus on the whole 6 month of his man is one focus: to get on that airplane and land in JFK. All his relatives are there. And what happens after that? Like everybody tells me, every bacha tells me, Rebbe, it was great for that second. But the next day, I was bored out of my brain. I want to go back to Israel. He can't wait for that. Everybody's waiting for Aunt Tilly's coming in from Stanford to see him. She has her famous jelly beans that she gives me every year at the airport. And smell that Starbucks in JFK when I get off the airport. So I'm looking at my whole... waiting to get that Starbucks coffee. And meanwhile, days are going by of your life, Rabbi said. And you have an avoida. This tikkun ha'olam. Tikkun yourself, to massage yourself, Rabbi said. If a person looks at it, it's a whole different world. Your whole life is different. Every day, there's opportunities, Rabbi said, for tikkun, for his amates, for to get better, and to massage the person, and to massage the oilam, Rabbi said. The Gemara says, so if you do it, it's a perakamat of kedushin. A person should look at himself, chetzi chad, and every mitzvah he does, you not only affect yourself, you affect the whole world. It's an unbelievable zakh, Rabbi said. If a person lives with the eid of tikkun, that I'm this world for tikkun. Yeah, Yaakov, you know, live that every second. Tova ufan, I want more, maybe I can get more, and maybe I can get more, maybe a little bit more. Maybe, you know, there's a tremendous nafkamina, Rabbi said. You know, you have a Talmud Chacham in your neighborhood, so if you don't think you have tikkun, so you sit there, okay, very nice Talmud Chacham, maybe I'll take a picture of him one day. Me and him together, eating Bamba. We'll be in a commercial for Bamba. Rabbi Zelig Plishkin and Yankov Katz. Eating Bamba together. Or you can go over to the Talmud Chacham and say, maybe we can make a kavias together. You know, because I want a misak and I want to get better. Maybe we can have a kavias. Maybe we can make a kavias together. You see a per Talmud Chacham, maybe you can mishamish him. Maybe you can get for him. If the avodah is tikkun, so you look into misakim, so you look for opportunities for tikkun. But if the avodah is just go through life and eat, sleep, and go and put on the smell, go to the bathroom, So what do you have for? Where's the tikkun? What are you doing with your life? The life has no purpose, no meaning. So we understand life has meaning. Everybody understands, oh, life has meaning, there's purpose, Kadosh Baruch Hu too. But we don't understand the meaning of tikkun, Rabbi Sa. That we're also trying to misagam. That's the koich of bris milah, Rabbi Sa. The koich of bris milah that we understand that just like the Bris Mila was in of Tikkun in our goof and it came like the Adam, so the God's Tikkun on the Shama, Hashem left it over for us to be Sakin through our Meisim, through our Steiging, and that is the Tafkid of every day, every hour, every minute, and our entire lives. And the person understands that he lives a different life. It's meaningful, it's purposeful, he steigs, he's growing, he's always Baaliyah, as much as Baaliyah. And if he's not Baaliyah, he knows he has tshuva to Mesakin Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zerich of Eiz Hashem Yisborach. Mesakin Oilam, we say it every day in Aleinu Rabbi Yisrael. Mesakin Oilam Amalchu Shadda. That's the Tafkir Rabbi Yisrael. We're here, we're waiting to make that tikkun. We should be Zerich of Eiz Hashem Yisborach. Through our Maisim. Through our Shtayin, through that union of Bikush that we have from Yaakov, Nidrash from Yaakov, we have it from Yaakov, you know, the Koyach, to be Doirish, the Koyach to be Tova, that we want, Tova Ufan, he says Tova, he wants only Ufan, he wants, he's Toiveya, from his Rebbeim, I want more, you know, he sometimes, Sticha, Rebbeim says Shiur Akshav, B'vakasha, all comment about Rebbeim, so, a person is in a yeshiva. Is it this? You know, you come. Okay, whatever the yeshiva does, we can ask for more. We can go more shiurim. We can stay longer. We want more. We want more yeshivas. When are we ending at 7:05? Okay, guys, go ahead for that vacation. We'll end later. No, but we want more. We want more. We want to be derish more. We want to try to work on ourselves more. A new takan, maybe we should do Mishnah Brewer, this, that. The sake, you know, more tikkun, more vacation, more shtayin, because we're working for tikkun. Beis Hashem, we should be sakin ourselves. Should have a kavanah to be sakin the oilu machu shadai. Beis Hashem, to that day when the gluskois, those loaves, the babkas are growing on the trees. Mashiach said, "Can we have your amen?" Amen.